Investing involves risks, including the risk of loss of your investment. Please consult with a financial professional before investing. Securities offered through Liberty Group, member FINRA, SIPC.
Good morning. The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. Oh, here he comes. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, President and CEO of the Liberty Group, LLC. Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's David Hollander.
Good morning. Good morning, listeners. Welcome. Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander. So great to be with you this morning. What a week. The volatility continues. And boy, do I have a great show planned for you today. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, they call me the Sandman because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week. That's because I'm a financial advisor and a practicing attorney. We're live, as you can tell right now. Live in the studio, always something exciting going on over here. Anyway, we're in downtown Oakland, California. And if you have a question, maybe something's been on your mind lately, or you just want to know what to do with all this volatility going on in the market right now, give us a call. The number is 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818. Or if you don't want to be on the air, then you can always tweet me a question at PYA Radio. That's PYA Radio, any time of the day. The market has been soaring over the last year and a half, but the recent market correction and volatility that came back with a vengeance this week has some people, well, a little alarmed. So the question I got asked a lot this week is, will all this volatility continue? And how do you protect your portfolio in this new normal of extreme ups and downs? Very good question. Should you be selling out of stocks right now? Or buying more? If you're retired or even nearing retirement, you don't have an appetite for another 2008-style recession at this late stage of the game. So the answer to all these questions and more is coming up in the show today. I'm going to share with you three ways to protect your portfolio in this volatile market. This is going to be a great show. So keep it right here. Now, let's get started. Well, like I said, this was a week full of surprises, and certainly volatility is back in the market. And we saw it this week once again with, I'll say, ups and downs that were kind of extreme. It all started on Wednesday, and this was strange. This was the last day of the month, the last day of February, February 28th. And what happened? Well, February certainly marked the return of volatility. As you remember, we had a correction. We had 1,000-point swings. But on the 28th, we had testimony by the new president of the Fed, Mr. Powell. And he talked about rates, and the market didn't like it. So February volatility was extreme. In fact, February finished down for the month. And this was the first February in the last 9 years to be down. 9 years. Also add to that, the Dow for the month was off 4.3%. That's right, negative 4.3%. NASDAQ was down 1.8%. And the S&P was off 3.9%, or almost 4% for the month alone. And this snapped a 10-month winning streak. And I know we all got very comfortable the last 10 months. Nothing seemed to really go wrong. The market just kept going up. We haven't seen anything like this, folks, since 1959. So what's going on? I mean, the GDP for the fourth quarter last year came in at 2.5%. That was a little disappointing because people thought it'd be a little stronger, but that's not so bad. Still pretty good. So why was for this past week, why was the S&P 500 off 2%? Why was the Dow off over 3%? And why was the NASDAQ off over 1%? These are all very, very good questions. So let's think about and talk about what's going on right now. First of all, the biggest news of the week had to do with the trade wars, as they call it. The trade wars. Kind of sounds like Star Wars. Anyways, President Trump said, one statement once again, that steel was going to get hit with a 25% tariff and aluminum was going to get hit with a 10% tariff. Well, right away, you had Mexico, Canada, Brazil, all upset. Even the IMF came out and warned that such tariffs are going to hurt the economy. And of course, the market didn't like this, and the Dow lost 400 points on that kind of news. All the 2018 gains are gone on all three major indexes. They're wiped out. Then you add to this the political risk. Apparently, according to several news channels, and again, you got to look at those carefully. But according to what they're saying, a number of top advisors in the White House are leaving. They're abandoning their jobs. Doesn't this feel like an episode of The Apprentice? Kind of interesting, isn't it? You're fired. Anyway, what else? What else is bringing volatility? There is more volatility coming this week, I think. And what you have to remember, and you got to just kind of take a deep breath and step back, because if you think about it, the stock market, individual stocks are supposed to go up and they're supposed to go down. The last 9 months has really been unreal, not reality. And things just don't keep going up all the time. And what happened is you got lulled into kind of a false sense of security. Because things are supposed to go up and they are supposed to go down. So, again, this was all started on Wednesday by the federal president, Powell, who talked about in front of Congress. He was testifying and he said that he thought that the Fed might raise rates more than three times as expected this year. He thought there could be more than three times and the Dow didn't like it. And what this sort of news and information tells you is unless the market perceives what's going to happen and it feels like it's wrong, you're going to have some pretty significant adjustments. And right now, because the market is so high, these will be triple digits. That's just kind of the norm, the new normal, if you will. So this volatility is going to continue. And what you have to really check yourself about, and we're going to talk about that in the show today, is how do you deal with this? How do you build a portfolio that you're comfortable with that will deliver your expectations? That's really the gist of what you need to be thinking about as you put together a income plan or a growth plan or whatever it is you're trying to do. An area of interest right now that you might want to take a look at would be in the REIT market. I think REITs are looking pretty attractive. They've been pounded. And when you compare the dividends that most of the larger publicly traded REITs are paying compared to corporate bonds, pretty attractive, particularly because the real estate market is still pretty healthy. Interest rates are still relatively low. And I would recommend you take a look, if you're going to, take a look at publicly traded REITs as opposed to privately traded REITs. Privately traded or non-traded REITs are typically illiquid. I don't particularly like those, so that's just my opinion, but I think there's some value out there in the publicly traded space, and again, do your homework, but it might be something you want to take a look at. Next week, some market events that could impact your wallet. Well, on Wednesday, we got the ADP employment number coming out, and remember last month, in fact, it's going to repeat itself this Friday, the Labor Department is going to report on the February employment numbers. And why you should care about that is last month when they came out and they started talking about wages and how much wages increased, remember the market started the free fall. That's what started the whole thing off. So You know, we have to pay attention to these wage increases because that's a sign of inflation. And that's coming up this Friday. So you definitely want to keep it tuned and to keep an eye on it because that's the sort of thing that could, again, rock the boat. A couple of things you need to know about. I just want to give you an update here. Your property taxes, if you have real estate, your property tax bill needs to be paid by April 10th. If you pay it after April 10th, then you're going to have to pay a late penalty, and that's expensive. So I'd recommend you sit down and write that check. And don't you always feel funny when you write that check to the individual who's the treasury collector? Like, I write a check to Frank C. whatever, and I'm like, who's this Frank guy? Like, I'm writing a $12,000 check to Frank? It just doesn't feel right, does it? Anyway, think about that because you're going to have to do that here coming up pretty soon. You might want to do it this weekend or next week and just get out of the way. And the other big one is if you have retirement accounts like a SEP IRA or you're setting up a money purchase plan or something like that, you've got to get your checks in before April 17th. And for our custodian, we clear through Fidelity. Our custodian, you need to be aware of the following. We've been told that Monday, the 16th at 1 o'clock is when they're going to stop accepting those checks. So if you're thinking about making a contribution, I highly recommend you do it the week before. So, you know, maybe draw a line on your calendar right now, April 13th, Friday the 13th. Ooh, scary. You make sure you've got that money into your account. And so you could always come by the brokerage office and drop off that check. Again, make the checks always payable to the custodian. So if you're with Fidelity, you make it to Fidelity. That's a good thing to do. But anyway, make sure you do that because if you try and wait till the last minute, they may not accept it. And that's just a bad idea. You know, I came across an interesting thing this week I wanted to share with you. It had to do with paying for your dry cleaning. And I got my shirt and I was looking at my shirt and it had this little tag on it. It says, "We're sorry, but we tried and tried, but we find that the stains on the garment cannot be removed without possible injury to the color or fabric." Okay, so why'd you charge me $4 to clean my shirt? I mean, is this just obvious or what? Keep it tuned right here because when we come back, I'm going to discuss some moves you should be making right now in the middle of this correction. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Show. On the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Sometimes you just have to tell it like it is. Stay tuned for more of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you ask yourself if you have a healthy retirement income strategy? It's not uncommon. Find out how David and his team could create income during retirement that will last your lifetime by calling the Liberty Group today at 888-588-5818. Or just sit back and enjoy more of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Imagine all
the people. Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week right here on KNBR. That is because I am a financial advisor and an attorney. Just thought I'd play a little John Lennon there for you. Was back in New York last weekend and I don't know what happened, but I was just riding. I rented one of those little bikes. You can rent these little Citibank bikes in the park and ride around with the family. It was really nice. It was actually great. We just timed it perfectly with the storm, didn't get rained on. And as we're coming around the west side, I guess, I'm not really a East Coast guy, but anyway, I still have nothing against you guys. I'm just California guy, right? So anyway, I'm riding around the west side on the bike and get to around 72nd Street, and I see this really cool little memorial. And come to find out, this was for John Lennon. And then right across the street was the apartment building where he was shot, right there in the front of the building. And watch the video clip. You can see it on YouTube. And, you know, you can just kind of step back into history and just see these kind of crazy things that go on all the time. It's just kind of an interesting world we live in right now. But anyway, this volatility is back. And if you're just joining us, I'm going to share with you today three ways to protect your portfolio in this volatile market. Because I'm going to tell you right now, this volatility is going to continue. This is going to be the new normal this year. No question about it. So you got to ask yourself, how do I protect my portfolio in this new normal of extreme? Because we're talking triple digits now, up and down. Should you be selling out of your stocks right now? Or should you be buying more? Or should you be looking at alternative asset classes? Let's be honest with each other. Most investors have caught what I call it the greed bug over the last couple years. They're asking and they're expecting historically high returns on their investments. This is greedy behavior. And this is normal, just natural human emotion. But it can be disastrous to your financial future. And you really need to check yourself right now and see if this is something that you've started to build in your mind. This is something that economists call the hot hands fallacy. And those of you who are sports fans know that the hot hands fallacy applies to sports like basketball and baseball. But get this, this sort of concept also applies to gambling and investing. It's dangerous, and it's a phenomenon that has the belief, and it's a wrong belief or incorrect, that a person who has experienced success with a seemingly random event, like buying stocks, mutual funds, commodities, has a greater chance of further success in additional attempts. In other words, when you experience a sequence, which we've seen, of high returns in the stock market, like you may remember back, I do, I was involved in it back in the late 90s, as we have remembered the tech bubble. It starts to cloud your judgment. And back then, we could remember, you could buy anything with a .com on it and just went up. Remember that? Just kind of remember that if you were involved in that. And you get sucked into believing that you're going to have an equal or greater chance of success in the future. And this is hindsight. And this is not right. It's the greed bug that's taking over you. And if I had a little color picture I could paint, like, you know, remember when you were a kid and they had the little person that would come in with the little green face and he was kind of swollen up and would eat up whatever, like the Pac-Man. Remember that? Just kind of, well, these things happen, right? So I don't remember the name of the monster on Pac-Man that would come get you, but those kind of things, right? That's a greed bug. He's coming to get you. And you can't run away forever. It's going to corner you. So it's important you understand this, because I found that the smartest, most successful investors focus more on controlling the downside and limiting your risk. And here's why. And think about this. If you lose 20%, we just saw 10% pretty much in a week, early February. You remember that. Just double that. Just put 20% on that. What do you have to get back to where you were? 25%. So if you go down 20, you need 25% back up. Let's think about some of the big corrections we've had, like big corrections like 08, like 2000. Those are between 40 and 50% in some cases. So if you're down 50%, how much do you need to make up to get back? 100%. And if you're taking money out of that portfolio to live on, then it's more than 100% because you're creating a bigger problem. And that's how you run out of money during your lifetime. And this happens. And this could happen really to anybody. It's a random sequence of events. There's nothing you can do to control it except plan on where you're going to take that money from. So some people's natural reaction is to be safe. They'd rather be safe than sorry. Remember that old, I'd rather be safe than sorry. Well, being too safe is a risk as well, because inflation, as you know right now, depending on, again, which economist you talk to, is 2.5%, 3% plus. So if you're not making at least that, you're going backwards, and that's not good. So you've got to find a balance. It's a little bit of fine-tuning. It's about thinking about diversifying to a degree without overdoing it. And the foremost and timeliest idea that a lot of people talk about is diversifying your portfolio. And you may be thinking, well, duh, of course. I know I need to diversify my portfolio. Doesn't everybody? Well, hold that thought for a second, because there's different levels and different types of diversification. We all know the basic approach to diversification is to own many stocks instead of just one or two, or many mutual funds instead of one or two. That sounds simple enough, but guess what? It's not enough to crash-proof your portfolio. True diversification can only be achieved through what I call, and you can quote this, risk differentiation. Differentiation, risk. All right. For instance, if all you own is mutual funds, even if they are all diversified among stock and bond funds, they aren't truly diversified because they're still closely related from a risk perspective. And in many funds, you have the same stocks and the same bonds, in other words, known as duplication. And these are all traded on the market. So when I draw a little funny picture, we do these workshops all the time. And by the way, last Thursday, we did one in Mountain View. It was great. A lot of people show up, more than we thought. And I had the board up in front, and I draw this big circle, and then I draw a little peace sign in there. And on the peace sign, I write growth. I write income. And I write safety. And that's the way that I think about investing. You have to have some growth money or some market money, because that's money that's going to grow over time. You need to let it do what it's going to do. You can't necessarily clip the coupons off of that, because when the market starts to go down and you pull it out, that's when you get into trouble. But you have to create an income bucket, and you have to create a safety bucket. So that's a little bit of differentiation. Anyways, a solution you might think about is owning dissimilar investments, investments with different types of risk. And this is what's known as risk differentiation. In other words, a diversified mutual fund portfolio. I like to compare to, say, ice cream. When you go to your favorite ice cream shop, they offer all kinds of flavors. You got your chocolate, you got your butter pecan, you got your pralines and cream, cookies and cream, mint chip, pistachio. But the base ingredient is the same. It's all cream and sugar. If all you own are stocks or mutual funds, the base risk is the same. So you can't expect to crash-proof your portfolio unless you employ, again, this risk differentiation. And what this means is using different types of investments with different types of risks, so no one thing, like the market pulling back, can take your entire plan down with it. Does that make sense? This is called, another technical term is asymmetrical risk. And that's just another way to think about it. I know you have a lot of questions about this, about how you can make this work for you. Volatility creates uncertainty and makes you wonder, how do you preserve and protect what you've worked so hard for? How do you find these non-correlated or asymmetrical assets, and how do they integrate with your current plan? This is complicated stuff, and you need to make sure you talk to qualified, knowledgeable people, professionals, before you make any decision. That's why it makes a lot of sense to meet with our team, who looks at these decisions every day. In our office, we have a CPA, we have 4 estate planning attorneys, and a group of financial advisors who work as a team to help you through decisions like these. We can help you assess your level of risk, your differentiation of asset class right now with our Riskalyze review. You'll learn what percent of risk you're taking right now with your existing portfolio. What precise steps can you take right now to get ahead of what may be just around the corner? We all know at some point in the future, there's going to be this dive. When? We don't know, but it's going to happen. So get your questions answered right now. If you've saved at least $250,000, say, in a 401k, IRA, brokerage account, just add them all up together. As long as you're at 250 or more, and you're one of the first 10 callers this morning, you could have your very own personal appointment set up with my team. Forget this, no charge. Here's what you need to do. Be one of the first 10 callers right now. Pick up the phone and dial this number, 888-588-5818. Again, it's an easy number. It's 888-588-5818. You have no idea how much risk you're taking right now. So find out. Get the number. Dial this number, 888-588-5818. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, if the stock market drops 40%, should you sit on your hands and do nothing? Or should you take action? We're going to go over some specific steps that you can take right now. This is all coming up next, so keep it right here. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. Don't let the economy burst your bubble. Call the Liberty Group right now to review your retirement assets, learn how to minimize market risk, and to create a comprehensive income strategy for your retirement. The number to call is 888-588-5818 to set up your personal appointment. That's 888-588-5818. Or just sit back and enjoy more of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. We're moving over here. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week. Right here, today we're live and we're talking about all this volatility that's been going on. And I'm going over three ways this morning to protect your portfolio in this volatile market. So, could the market fall and cause you to lose more money? Should you shift your investment strategy right now? How do you protect your savings from more volatility? And should you be thinking about this right now? Here's a common phrase that I hear all the time. When the market is volatile, you should just ride it out and it's going to come back. You don't sell. Really? Is that the right thing to do? Is that the right thing for everybody? Well, the answer usually is it depends. It depends on what stage of life you're in, but also how you feel. Because I'll tell you what, a lot of people who invest don't have their investments align with how they feel. And I'll tell you what, feelings have a lot to do with it. And feelings are usually related to your understanding and information that you know. And perhaps you're just not getting what you need to know to make the right decision. We all know the younger you are, the more time you have, unless you're one of these lucky people who, you know, invent some technology whiz thing and you're now a multi-billionaire the next day. So unless you're that kind of guy or you have a jump shop that's incredible, you need some time to accumulate some money. So usually as you're younger, you can take more risk and have more volatility. But the older you are and the closer you are to retirement, that risk, that volatility should be dialed back. And I find myself having these conversations a lot with people. I had an executive yesterday from a very large corporation here, and his portfolio at the 401k, which we've been helping him with, is at about a 72 on our risk scale. And when I showed him and his wife, who was sitting right next to him, how much risk he was facing in that portfolio, and by the way, he's going to retire in about 3 weeks, her eyes bugged out. And she said, no way, this is not smart. And I said, you're right. So especially given their financial plan. So again, if you're close to retirement and everything looks pretty good for you right now, why are you taking a 72? Why? When a 31 will get you there. If you don't want to know what I'm talking about, I talked to you about last segment about how you can find out what a 72 means or what a 31 means. I'll bring it up a little later. Anyway, this is the sort of thing you need to understand. How much risk are you taking in your portfolio right now? The older you are, you should be dialing that risk back. And a retirement income plan should be crafted for you personally, because you're going to need to take income out of that every single month to live on, because there's no more paychecks. And as the markets fall, if you take more money out and you're not thinking about it in these terms, you're going to have to make more to get back to where you were. And that's what people don't understand. And I've saw this in 2000. I saw this in 2009 and 10. Those who took out more to stick with, say, a 4 or 5% withdrawal plan got punished, got hammered, never came back to where they were. It didn't work. So people should tell you, should not tell you, people should help you who are in the business, help you figure out how to do this, how to ride out these market swings, because you don't need to worry about that part of your portfolio because you have other parts which are paying you your paycheck, if that makes sense. We all know that the best time to sell, of course, is when the market's high. Well, was it the highest at the end of January? Is that now the new all-time high? Are we going to get back up to there ever again? Probably. But when? We don't know. Nobody knows. It's impossible to know. So one strategy you can use to lower your overall volatility, if this stuff makes you nervous, and I've heard that. I've heard, you know, I appreciate that. People said, God, that guy makes me nervous. I'm just trying to help you. That's all. So something you might want to think about is something called the prudent investor rule. This has been around for over 100 years. And its purpose is to help you understand how much a reasonable person, an average person, would have at risk and how much you should have protected from market losses, and then understand what sort of investments can do that. This rule states the following. It's pretty simple. Write it down. Again, giving you three ideas this morning to help you. So this one, you write down the number 100. Everybody doing that? 100. 100 minus your age. So yesterday when the clients were here, they were 64. 100 minus 64 equals 36. You with me? 36 is a good score for this person. So the remainder, meaning 36, is the maximum a reasonable person should have in the market. Growth strategies at risk. That makes sense? 36 is the amount a prudent investor should have invested in anything that would be affected by volatility. This includes stocks, mutual funds, bonds. Bonds are risky. If you own bond mutual funds, you don't have a maturity date to rely on. So if you're going to buy bonds, perhaps buy individual bonds unless you're going to manage those daily. And you're going to be comfortable with the ups and downs of those bonds. As long as you hold a bond that you own till maturity, you'll get your principal back. Again, if you bought it at par, if you paid a premium for it, you're not getting your principal back when it matures. You're going to get par because you paid premium. Again, if you don't understand what this means, you can always call us. We're happy to talk to you about bonds and how they work. But think about this simple and brilliant strategy of the prudent investor rule. Say your investments experience a normal correction, like we just saw last month, and you only lose 15%. If you have $600,000 and you own a diversified portfolio, you would lose $90,000. But if you applied the prudent investor rule, you'd only have, of the $600,000, $225,000 exposed to the market. And this would effectively have a 45% less risk on your portfolio. Does that sound good to you? And if you're in a place where you can afford to do that, then it certainly makes sense. Because why else should you be experiencing this volatility? And a lot of people, I find, especially over the last couple of years, have gotten complacent. They just set their allocation, left it, saw these great statements coming in. Wow, I'm really smart. I've done so well. I'm making so much money. I'm worth so much money. And when all this changes, you're going to be saying, wow, why didn't I do something about it? So here's something you could do. Take the prudent investor rule. Do the math. And put yourself in a better position today. Don't wait till next week. Do it today. As Ben Franklin said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. He's a pretty smart guy. The markets always seek equilibrium. They always revert to the mean. So with the markets near all-time highs, now is the time to prepare a plan to protect your portfolio. So how much spendable income can your investments produce each month reliably when you stop getting those paychecks, even if we have market volatility? Should you change your strategy right now? How do you do it? How do you change your strategy so it doesn't wipe out everything you've worked for? These are all excellent questions. We hear them every week. And we realize that retirement income planning is different than the planning you've done so far to save for your retirement. They're just different. And according to Professor Merton, this is a professor from MIT, won a Nobel laureate, smart guy. The advice that helped you get to where you are right now isn't the type of advice that's going to get you through retirement successfully. You need to be thinking about generating income in retirement before you retire, not when you retire, before you retire. And I was glad that the clients came in 3 months before they retire, because that's a good time to definitely start thinking about it. But if you've got a few years, do it now, because these gains are there. Capitalize on them. Realize them. Think about them. It makes a lot of sense to get a second opinion or a checkup and meet with our team of experts here at the Liberty Group to figure out how you can do this. We have a personalized one-page Protect Your Assets plan. My team will help coach you through making the right decisions with your assets into income. You can see it. Coaching makes all the difference when it counts. In our team, we have a CPA, we have 4 estate planning attorneys, and 15 financial advisors who are standing by ready to assist you. You can take a step right now and get independent advice. We're not owned by any big brokerage company or insurance company or bank. What can you do right now to retire the way you've always dreamed about? We're local. If you've saved at least $250,000, pick up the phone. And for the first 10 callers this morning, you can get your very own one-page Protect Your Assets Life Plan. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818. 1-8. We're local. We probably have an office right near you. So call this number right now and see where we are. 888-588-5818 and request your one-page review right now. What are you waiting for? Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, I'm going to share one final way to protect your portfolio from this volatile market. And if you're nearing retirement, you're going to want to pay attention to this one, because it could make all the difference for you. We're going to be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. As an investor, you absolutely need to know about all of your fees, learn what they are, and how to potentially reduce your fees by calling the Liberty Group for a no-obligation investment fee analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818 to set up your personal appointment. That's 888-588-5818.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander. So great to be with you this morning. The sun's coming out. Rain's gone. It feels so good to be here in the Bay Area. Anyway, people around here, they call me the Sandman because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions. If you're out there, have a question, real estate, investments, call us. We're here to help. I have a lot of knowledge with all the brains around here. One good way to get to know us is through our workshops. I'm just catching my breath. Sorry, I was running around here. Anyway, we're doing a workshop. Again, this Thursday, I'm going to be in Mountain View. No, that was last week. I'm going to be in Walnut Creek. This Thursday, I'm going to be in Walnut Creek at 6:30 at Scott's Restaurant. And that'll start at 6:30. If you want to go to that, we still have a few seats left. These things sell out. Last week, we had more people than we had room for. It was great. Everyone who came, thank you. It was wonderful to meet you. Had a couple who've been listening to this show for over 8 years. And he just got laid off. And it was so, he was actually happy about it. And I could just see, you kind of know when people know your show, they just smile at you. And we had a great conversation. It was so great to finally meet this gentleman and his wife. And it's great to see you. So if you're one of those people, you want to come anyways, go to the website, libertygroupllc.com. Again, libertygroupllc.com. At the top, you'll see a workshops tab. Just click on that. And then when you get in there, you'll see March 8th. There's the event in Walnut Creek. You can register right there online. Just click it and do it. You're welcome to bring a friend, too. Bring a friend and happy to talk to you about whatever you want to talk about. That event will be, by the way, Retiring in Trump's America. And we talk about taxes and long-term care, estate planning, all kinds of great topics. So come on down. Anyhow, happy birthdays. Want to wish a happy birthday to Sandy Sheldon, Sue Olson, Nancy Riccomini, and Terry Coleman. Terry, hope you're out there playing some tennis today. All this market volatility has been affecting people. We all got dedicated and comfortable with steady rises. In fact, it seemed like nothing could take the market down. And then February came in with a roar, and we saw some 1,000-point declines. And I'm sure you've seen lately that the market has become more and more volatile. In fact, I'd argue that the raging bear has come out of hibernation. It is March, after all. Sun's out. It's going to start getting warmer soon. Flowers are popping right now in the area, right? It's been 9 years of slumber for that bear. And it's likely only going to get more volatile. Hate to tell you about it as the year rolls on, but that's what I'm thinking. Sure, look, the U.S. economy is strong, but the markets are impacted by factors like a new Fed chair, like tariffs. Tariff, trade war. I mean, these things are going to keep coming. Here's the thing. If you're invested incorrectly, this market can wreak havoc on your investments and your retirement. Too much risk can derail your plan. Too little risk and your money doesn't grow. You don't beat inflation. So where can you find some answers on what to do and how to strike that proper balance? About proper balance. And this past week, Alan Greenspan, you may remember him. He talked about irrational exuberance in the late 90s. In fact, in 1996, he was testifying at the American Enterprise Institute, and he said, this stock market is irrationally exuberant. Well, what happened? It kept going up until 2000, so he was a few years early. But interesting enough, this week he said there are two bubbles right now. That's right. We're in two bubbles, he said. There's a stock market bubble, and he said there's a bond market bubble. And he said, quote, I think at the end of the day, The bond market bubble will eventually be the critical issue, end quote. What does he mean by that? We're dealing with a fiscally unstable long-term outlook. Inflation could be coming. Certainly higher debt is here. The dollar's getting weaker. The question's when? When's this going to happen? So let that sink in for a moment. You got Alan Greenspan, who predicted the last one early, and now he's saying there's two bubbles, not one, two. So you're listening to the show today so you can understand how this volatility will impact your bank account, so you can take advantage of these new changes that have come in this new tax code. There's 500 plus pages. Here comes our CPA, Mark. Good morning, Mark. And if you're an advisor, do you help your clients with taxes? Well, you do if you're a CPA or an enrolled agent. But if your financial advisor isn't asking you to review your tax return each year, that should concern you. Because how could your plan be tax efficient? Your investment plan, how could it be tax efficient if your investment person doesn't understand your tax situation? How can your plan be optimized right now with this new tax law to take advantage of all the opportunities in this momentous, historic tax bill that now is the law? I can tell you, as someone who's in this business, you cannot have an investment strategy that is tax efficient and fully integrated without first understanding your tax situation. And this changes every year. It's like a radiologist not looking at an x-ray or a CAT scan, but telling you your arm is broken. It makes a lot of sense to me with our team here at the Liberty Group, who looks at these things every single day. In our office, we have a CPA. In fact, he's here right now working. Four estate planning attorneys. And 16 financial advisors who work as a team to help you through these decisions. We can help you get in front of these new tax laws with our Protect Your Assets Life Plan. You're going to learn what steps you can take now, not next week, not next year. Take it now. This is your money. Get it back. Take advantage of this before it takes advantage of you. You're in California and things have changed. You're going to probably pay more unless you know what to do. So what should you be doing right now? That's a question you need to be answering yourself. Get the answers. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage, add them up together. And for the first 10 callers, you'll get this plan for no charge. Call this number right now. 888-588-5818. Again, 888-588-5818. Pick up the phone. Talk to a member of my team right now. 888-588-5818 and find out what moves you can be making right now. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.